Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The local business update from the Wichita Business Journal. Textron Aviation's new workforce training center is up and running. The facility bolsters the company's efforts in recruitment, hiring, onboarding, and training support. It's a 75,000-square-foot addition, the latest to Textron Aviation's East Wichita campus. It's a $40 million project supported by more than $3 million in a state grant from the Kansas Aviation Learning Opportunities and Funded Training Program, according to a news release. The project also supported by Wichita companies SPT Architecture, Conco Construction, and professional engineering consultants.
A Quick Trip location in West Wichita is set to break ground this summer. The Joint City-County Metropolitan Area Building and Construction Department approved a commercial plan review March 26 for a Quick Trip on the southeast corner of Kellogg Drive and 135th Street. At 1688 South 135th, the commercial plan review was valued at $850,000. Jake Barron, real estate manager for Quick Trip Convenience Stores in Wichita, said the project is expected to break ground by July 22nd, with the convenience store set to open in April of next year.
Wichita-based drone company Ag Eagle is in danger of losing its New York Stock Exchange listing for a second time in 6 months. That's according to a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Ag Eagle, also reporting a recent independent audit, included a substantial doubt regarding going concern notice. Questions whether a company may continue to meet its financial obligations during the upcoming year. The company said it was notified by the stock exchange on April 23rd that it was out of compliance with minimum stockholders' equity requirements. When the year began, that stock was about $3.50 a share. Now it's down to 96 cents a share as of yesterday afternoon. It's not far above its 52-week low of 92 cents a share. And that is local business news from the Wichita Business Journal.
Today is National Adopt-A-Shelter Pet Day, raising awareness for thousands of pets that are waiting for and needing adoption from the shelters. Animal shelters require year-round assistance, and adoption is part of the process.
Yeah, those
since
those
animals
babies need a home.
Yeah, they come in daily. Shelters got to work quickly to ensure the animal's health and well-being. And my grandkids have two shelter rat terriers, Rudy and Pete. All right.
Good.
Okay. Coming up here this morning, and the Glenn Beck program is on the way, and one of the things we're going to be talking about on Glenn Beck this morning is the fall of Saigon 50 years ago today, which would be the fall of, the end of the Vietnam War. Our involvement in the Vietnam War, and that was 50 years ago today. That'll be part of the Glenn Beck program this morning. And in our news at the top of the hour this morning, President Trump celebrating the first 100 days in office. That's at 9 o'clock this morning with Steve and Ted. So that's about it for today, Ted. And we're going to be back tomorrow at the same time, same station.
Big Friday show tomorrow.
Friday. Lots
of going on. Is that right, or is tomorrow Thursday?
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday. So.
Oh, see, I'm already jumping ahead.
Yeah. Coming up at 8:12 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we've been talking about President Trump going to Michigan and celebrating 100 days in office and talking with the folks there about the car business. And with us this morning to talk a little bit more about it, Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso. Good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Of course, the tariffs have been all over the news recently, but the president has announced he's going to ease at least some of them in the auto industry. Isn't that correct?
Yes, essentially softening some of his automotive tariffs, where the current 25% tariff leveled on imported cars is going to remain intact. But other similar tariffs on, say, steel and aluminum and other parts will not stack on top of those 25% auto tariffs. So companies won't get hurt twice, essentially. That was in the EO, that the executive order the president signed yesterday, which states that domestic auto manufacturers that finish building their cars in the U.S. will also be able to qualify for partial reimbursements on parts-related levies for a couple of years. The 25% tariff on certain auto parts is set to take effect May 3rd, with administration officials explaining that auto manufacturers can use to offset credits against the tariffs on auto parts. So the administration is saying, look, these tariffs are going to stand until there are deals done with other countries, but we're not going to double punish companies that manufacture vehicles and need other products that are also being tariffed. We're going to give them a break there. And the administration says that the plan is intended to allow all domestic auto manufacturers to grow their plants, to grow their employment, and to build more factories in America.
Well, I've been, like a lot of folks, I've been thinking about getting a new car here in the next few months. And, of course, I want to know how expensive it's going to be. But there's another part of that. You were hitting on it very heavy there. And that is the fact that my insurance agent tells me, because he's boosting my rates quite a bit, the parts to fix a car anymore, Jeff, are just horrendous. It's a lot of money to fix a car when something goes wrong.
Well, it's crazy. I mean, one of the businesses that essentially could be extinct in the future are our local auto shops, because we're driving rolling computers nowadays.
Yeah.
No matter what kind of car you buy, they tend to be a little glitchy. Is the word I like to use. What kind of car are you looking at?
None too expensive. It'll be a new one. I've got a good trade. I think I've good trade value on a 2019 Honda. So,
well, look, you certainly do. And you know, right now some automakers are offering employee pricing, like Stellantis and Ford. So now probably a really good time to look at those. Other auto manufacturers are offering incentives as well, and we know that that financing has come down. But I can tell you the executive order that was signed yesterday by the president, of course, he's getting bashed by the other side. But you've got GM CEO Mary Barra and Ford CEO Jim Farley saying that these are good for the company. They're going to help mitigate the impact of tariffs on automaker supplies, and even more importantly, consumers. I know that there's a lot of local mom and pop shops that manufacture all sorts of goods in this country that are worried about tariffs and hoping for some relief. We've heard from the administration yesterday, hinting that at least one country has signed a deal to balance out the trade with at least one country, and that this what it's all about is bringing jobs back to this country, not just leveling the playing field, but bringing jobs back to the country, and some of those 90,000 plants that fled our country for cheaper labor, bringing some of those back to the country as well.
We're seeing the news breaking this morning. GM is doing a big recall. That's always nice, I guess. GM did a big recall.
Recalls are not a bad thing. They're actually a good thing. Most vehicles will face some sort of recall. They're not a bad thing.
Yeah, the dealer has to pay for it, so there you go.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Drive carefully. Fox News Radio's Jeff Bonasso with us this morning talking about auto industry tariffs and the president easing some of the tariffs for autos and auto parts. 8:17 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports again with Ted Woodward, sir.
Yeah, we'll start out with softball. Gosh, we're already at the end of the season. I mean, whoa. This is the last home game for Shocker softball tonight.
Wow.
We've already, I know, I mean, it's May tomorrow, but boy, it seems like it's gone by fast. Wichita State hosting KU, the Shockers and the Jayhawks in softball action. That'll be at 6 o'clock this evening at Wilkins Stadium in the home finale for the Shockers. Here's Wichita State head coach Christy Breadbinner.
Our offense has been carrying us. And I think that was the difference early on. Is when you look at the Florida Atlantic series, offensively, we were terrible.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
I mean, we just didn't hit the ball. It was uncharacteristic. And credit to their pitchers, they're very good. But I think we are a better hitting team now than we were, you know, on March 7th or 8th or 9th when we played against them. I think that, you know, if we got another shot at them, it'd be fun to watch.
All right, the Shockers tonight hosting KU. Home finale, 6 o'clock at Wilkins Stadium. Shocks have won 5 of their last 7 heading into tonight.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.